What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection.
How would you introduce a show, Bill?
Yeah, welcome to the It's Not Soccer Podcast. Yeah, sort of that. Yeah, I'm not much of like a presenter, I don't think.
Especially when you're like moving a mic like that. You're moving a mic like it's a floppy tilde.
You would know.
Yeah, I pulled it off you.
Secondhand dildo.
Welcome to episode 12 of It's Not Soccer Podcast. It's a podcast.
Yep.
And it's not soccer.
No, it's not. We do like to state that every podcast.
We have to, don't we? Just yeah. People are like, we're talking about it, not soccer.
It's all in the title. You downloaded this shit.
We are a sports-centric podcast where we talk about lots of sports news and stuff and general nonsense.
Yeah, all sorts.
Because we like to mix it up, don't we?
We do.
We're like, hey, let's talk about the sports, people. And then we start talking about you and saying to do with falling over the ice or going out with an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, there weren't even any ice.
No?
No. Just fell over.
Billy's just clumsy as fuck.
Yeah, it's even worse.
I'm Adam.
You are. I'm Billy. I'm ill.
You sound ill. You're not ill, you just got a sore throat.
Yeah, it is literally just, it come on, I could sort of feel it gradually coming on yesterday afternoon, so.
Yeah, so you're not like, no. You're not like that movie comic episode where you were dying.
Dead. Fucking hell, no, I'm not that bad. That's what I had to say to my shift manager this morning as well. He was like, oh, fucking hell, Bill, I don't like you, Bill. You look all depressed and stuff. I was like, no, I'm fine. I said, I'm just like, it's a little bit ill. He was like, oh, right. I said, but don't worry. I said, not like last time. Won't be ill like, I'm not ill like
no,
that.
I've just got a bit of a dodgy throat.
Yeah.
Too much sucking.
Too much sucking. Not enough sucking. No. Yeah. Boom. Make what you will with it.
So we are It's Not Soccer, part of the Barker Podcast Collection.
Kablam. Boom. Oh, boom. Sorry, I missed the trick there. Missed the trick.
Kablam, that's the fucking Looney Tunes version. Yeah. Kablam. Yeah.
Can play it.
So when the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote are fighting, falls out.
Nice.
So how you doing, Bill? You good?
Yeah, I'm alright. Got my medicine.
Got your medicine?
Whiskey. It's good. Always good for a sore throat.
Prescriptioned.
It is. It is prescription whiskey from the NHS.
Do you imagine if that was it?
Yeah, well, it'd be blue and white striped, wouldn't it? It'd be Tesco value fucking whiskey.
Wrong with that? Wrong with Tesco value whiskey? Hang on.
Have you tried it?
Does it matter?
What's it's a question. No,
have you tried it?
No.
It'd be fine then. I'm pretty sure it's not going to taste. It's not going to taste any worse than some of the fucking whiskey out there.
I didn't throw you a curveball. That was just a pretty straight question. You still dodged it.
Yeah. We're not going to be really clever today. We're just going to be really straightforward. I'm going to ask him a question, Billy's going to answer it, then we're going to carry on.
Yep.
So how are you today, Billy?
Well, we've covered that. I've got a sore throat.
I was doing it again. You're supposed to go, I'm good. I'll go, okay, let's move on.
Oh, okay.
But no, let's dwell on it then. How are you? We can keep talking about it if you want. I know it's what people want to hear. People are like, I want to know what Billy's up to.
They just sympathise.
Your tweeting's going down.
My tweeting? Yeah, I haven't really...
It's hard to tweet and drive, I suppose.
Tweet
and drive.
Yeah, tweet and drive. I use it every now and again. I think I have little spurts. I tend to retweet more things, to be honest.
You're one of those, aren't you?
Because I think, I see funnier things on Twitter than I would write, so I Don't bother. I just retweet other people's stuff.
Like, what should I write today? Yeah. Let's see what everyone else is writing.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's funnier than what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. And you've retweeted everyone.
Yeah, I just retweet other people's stuff. See, favourite shit.
Yeah, but you retweet everyone's stuff. Everyone's like, what's the point of having Twitter then?
Yeah. Because I have to be on there for podcasts and shit, I think.
You don't have to be on there.
Yeah.
You love being on there, really. You like to snoop them out.
Snoop them out.
Snoop about.
Snoop about.
Snoop them out.
Snoop them out. I can't understand what you're saying. Yeah. Mumbles.
Mumbles today.
Yeah, that's what we call you, mumbles.
Yeah. You've got my prescription as well. Bit of heroin.
Heroin. Share the wealth. get a dick out of your mouth. Look, you're
very, no, I wouldn't drink it.
Can't talk properly.
All in my fucking beard.
What are we talking about here? Whiskey or whiskey? got it all in my beard.
Got it in my beard. Do you think 23 is a bit of a young age to retire from anything in life?
Depends on what job you do, I think.
Can you imagine being in, like, a bricklayer?
Bricklayer probably could. They earn quite good money.
At 23? Yeah. You know what? I'm retiring from the bricklaying business.
Yeah, I've built a couple of walls. I've done enough.
I built 2-3 walls.
Do you?
You need to be fucking 4, man, to make a house. Yeah. It's not India. Not India where you can only build fucking 3 walls just to keep it, you know, so you ain't got to pay tax.
Yeah, no roofs.
No roofs. No. Not in India.
Well, they're allowed, but they it's a way of dodging council tax.
I don't think it's all council tax,
is
it?
It is Egypt. That's why they do it. So if they don't, in Egypt as well.
You talk about other countries now.
No, in Egypt they What they do is they continue to build and make it look as if they're building another floor. So they build the structure and they won't put a roof on, so they don't have to pay council tax because their house hasn't got a roof.
Do they call it council tax out there?
Well, they speak a completely different language. So I don't think that the council tax is the word that they use, no.
You were just going to do like an Indian accent.
No, I wasn't, no. I wasn't going to do an Indian accent.
I was talking about India, you were talking about Egypt.
I'm talking about Egypt. Charlie dude, the fucking council tax, man.
Charlie dude.
No fucking council tax, man. Fuck that shit. That's how he'd say it. And he's Egyptian.
Do the whole podcast as Charlie dude.
No, man.
Go on.
No, I can't.
Just do a little bit now.
Oh, it might pop up now and again.
Every now and again. When you've got nothing to say, you'd be like, hey, Adam dude.
I wouldn't want it to be, come across, I wouldn't be racist, would I?
Why would you be racist? That's how he talks.
Yeah, I know. But people might see that as me, like, mocking him.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, then I'll stop.
You're a very nice man, Billy.
Oh, yeah, I'll try to be. You can delete that part out, edit that out.
No.
No. Didn't think you would.
Charlie dude's going to listen to that. He's going to be going, Billy dude! What the hell, dude?
You fucking mug me, man.
Yeah. That's it. That's enough.
That's it.
Yeah, so age 23.
It depends. If you feel like you've achieved a lot and you've done what you can, and then you give it another go and possibly don't do as well as you'd hoped, then do you think maybe, I'm going to go and try bricklaying?
I think what we're trying to say is that Rebecca Adlington.
Yeah.
Is it? Adlington or Adlington?
Adlington.
Adlington.
I think so.
Rebecca Adlington.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's retired. She's a swimmer.
Yep.
She's a double Olympic medalist.
Mm-hmm.
I think she got gold in Beijing.
Quadruple. She's done 2 golds in Beijing and 2 bronze in...
There you go. Great Britain. In London. Mm-hmm. And she's retired today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the world of swimming. And when she retired... I heard about it. I thought, oh, well, she must be like in her late 20s, early 30s. You know, as they do. 23, she's younger than me.
Yeah,
she's retired already.
I thought she was older than that. She doesn't look it, but I did think she was older than that, like you, in her 30s.
Hmm. When she was 23, I was like, really?
Hmm.
So when she was like back 4 years ago in Beijing, she was 19, she won them 2 gold medals.
Yep.
You're like, blimey.
But, you know.
But she lost out in London in the swimming to a 15-year-old.
Yeah, well, there you go. The young ones are...
Swimmers.
A lot quicker.
Yeah. You know, so you think about it, in another 4 years' time, she'll be 27 my age, and she won't want to be in Rio.
Finishing ninth.
Yeah, it should be no point. She might not even get there. So she might work, go out on she might work for the next 3 years to get there. Might not make it.
Yeah,
and be and like, then, what's the point?
Yeah, and the last Olympics she done was,
what was she doing?
The London Olympics. Bricklaying.
Rebecca Addington's going to be. Anyone out there wants their fourth wall built because all the other bricklayers have retired when they built three walls? Yeah, we can get Rebecca Addington to do it.
Yeah.
She'll do it.
Yeah.
She looks like she could do a bit of bricklaying. She's quite big built for a swim. She's got to be for a swim, I suppose.
Yeah.
She's tall.
Yeah, she is tall.
She's got big shoulders.
Yeah.
So she can carry all the bricks.
She could be a labourer. You said she'd be a good labourer.
I think she would. I think I'd hire her.
Yeah, she'd be able to take a few bricks up the ladder. Go on, girl. Get up there.
She'd take a few bricks.
Get them up there.
I say I'd hire her. I don't actually have any authority to hire anybody because I don't actually own a labouring company.
No, but you would.
I'd be that guy. Yeah. Come work for me.
Yeah.
I'll make you a star.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, doing what? So I don't even own a business. I'm just wishful thinking.
So you're going to get a phone call one day. So I'm like, need a patio doing in a back garden. Like, do you know anyone? And you're going to be like, well, actually, say, yeah, you know, there's someone retired recently. I think we're getting in the trade. Yeah,
there's a swimmer that retired. I'm sure she'd like to be up for it.
Yeah, needs to get her name out there.
Am I pimping her out?
Perhaps.
I'm starting to pimp out Rebecca Addington. She's going to get the arm. She's going to get wind of this.
Shit, maybe.
She's going to give me a tweet. She's going to be, Ad, what are you doing? She's like, I told you not to pimp me out. For the right price.
Yeah. The price is right. The price has got to be right.
She'd be like, I don't do bricklaying. Do a bit of a flooring, no?
Yeah.
A bit of painting, decorating.
Yeah, she's going to start at the bottom and then, you know, work her way up and then...
See, sports stars, though, retire early, like footballers.
Yeah.
They retire early, don't they?
Unless your name's Ryan Giggs.
Well, yeah, there's
Maldini.
There's a few in there that will Freedom. Go on, but you can only name a handful, can't you?
Yeah.
Most of them, like, start at the top or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or even, right, let's not talk about Premiership players. Let's talk about... League 1 and 2 players.
Yeah. They can go on a little bit longer.
They can go, yeah, not all of them.
No.
But then what are they going to do? Once you finish your career at Brentford City, you've played there for 10 years, they've treated you well.
All that money
You've had a nice bit of money. I mean, how much do like League 2 players get paid a week? A lot more
League
than
League 2, I'd say League 2, they're still taking 2 to 3.
2 to 3 grand a week?
Mm-hmm.
Talking 10 grand a month.
Yeah.
Then you're looking at all that tax.
Yeah.
They're still getting, you know, about $5,000 a month, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a nice, hefty sum to have.
Have you heard the stats about footballers? Yeah. That when they retire, how quickly they get divorced.
How quickly
their wives, you know, the money's running out, they need to get out. It's saying, like, within 5 years of retiring... 40% of footballers are divorced from their wives.
Yeah?
Yep.
Why is that? Because the wives don't live a high life so much. Yeah,
you know?
But also I think what it is that footballers don't hang around their wives that much because they're playing football.
Mm.
And then when they do get to hang around their wives, the wives realize how fucking boring they are.
This shit. He's a bit of a cunt.
This guy's a fucking dick.
Yeah. God, is he really like this?
I enjoyed having my weekends to myself when he was playing football.
God, to think that I used to get pissed off when he used to have to play every weekend. And
or maybe they divorce because they get caught cheating because they forget. Oh, fuck, my husband's not away this weekend.
Yeah, shit.
They wander in, they're fucking the mailman.
He's gone training. No, he hasn't. He's
fucking the DPD man.
Yeah.
Ooh. Little bit, I've got a parcel for you. Have you ever done it? Have you ever gone, like, to deliver somewhere? Obviously, Billy's a delivery man.
Yeah.
Everyone. Because people are like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Just taking parcels around. You're not a drug trafficker or anything.
No.
Have you ever gone, like, someone's a really fit bird, like, wearing nothing or wearing just, like, a dressing gown or, you know, like, in movies.
Right.
Well, when there's a fit bird comes down wearing next to nothing and you're just standing there with a parcel, you know, just in front of your penis.
No.
So she doesn't see
I haven't had, like, a really attractive woman open the door wearing next to nothing. I've had attractive women open the door, but the ones, you know, the ones that are going to be at home, during the day to receive a parcel, are the ones that are got 5 kids on benefits. So they put out. But some of them will come to the door.
Vaginas like a Dartford tunnel.
Faces like chewed toffees. Wearing a fucking nightie. Like, and you know, some of them.
But it's not a nice nightie. It's a nightie with a picture some of a kitten on it. Or something.
Oh,
faded.
But, oh,
with ketchup. Tie dye.
It's a tie dye one. Fucking. Like, I'm fucking. Oh. Like Homer Simpson in a dress, right? Some of them have been
yeah.
fucking.
When he gets fat and he wears that dress.
Yes. All flowery dress, yeah? They come and open the door like that. Bold. They're bold with a fucking beard.
And a yellow as well.
Yeah.
They got a beard.
Please stop smoking, love.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But then, and, you know, some of them have been, quite big. Yeah, and they're just standing there in their nightie. Door wide open. I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah, no one really.
When you say door wide open, do you mean their legs or
the front door?
The front door the wide front. Open. Okay.
Yeah, the door to the house, not her front door.
Okay, did they have three walls or four?
I didn't stand around long enough to count.
No, okay.
But one of the interesting things is like getting people's names. Like I have to ask them their surname.
Oh, but he's taking names.
I have to ask their surname. Like Banner and stuff Munich. Like that. And I can't get done for this because they won't know where these people are. They don't know where I'm delivering. But I think on Friday I had to deliver to a Catherine Pussy, and also in the same day a Frank Gash.
Nice.
Right. And the thing is, I see their name.
Have you delivered Pussy and Gash yet?
Well, yeah. And the thing, and I still, if I know someone's name, then like their surname, then I'll just give them a parcel. They'll sign it and I'll walk off.
Mm.
But if it's a name like that. I'm going to ask them what their name. I'm going to get you to tell me what your name is.
They
what's
know
your
name? Coming.
What's your surname? Gash. Yeah, I know. I know. I pulled up 2 weeks ago and I was like, I got out and I was looking for number 27. This woman came out. She was like, are you looking for number 17? I said, no, it's number 20. Oh no, sorry. Yeah, it is. Yeah, number 17. She was like, yeah, that's me. So I've gone over to there. She's a young girl. She's probably about 22, 23. She's quite attractive. And I was like, easy parcel, lovely. And she signed it. And I was like, okay, now, what? And I didn't know the name at all. I was like, okay, and what's the surname? She went, Swallow. And I did, I just turned around.
Did you swallow?
Oh, God. I just turned around. I was like, all right, get in the van. And my van was parked right in front of her house. I was nearly pissing myself laughing. I couldn't laugh because she could see out.
Could be really juvenile, Bill. She said, what's your name? Swallow, do you?
Mm.
Could be really juvenile. Could have been. That was an opening there.
Mm.
She's like, I'm a Swallow.
Yeah, but I think I'm too immature to see that as like a, you know, an approach or raising whatever. I was just sort of like,
you said Swallow.
Yeah. And the other one, I was like, all right, mate, what's your surname? He said, Seely. Silly. I was like, that ain't fucking Seely.
That's silly.
My name ain't Beely.
Beely.
The fuck? It's Silly. Your name's Silly. You fucking don't know.
I mean, from now on, you should be known as Beely.
Beely.
Hey, Beely.
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 Beely, leave it out. That's silly.
I did laugh quite a lot today. Told someone else about that and I forgot. I got it wrong. That's what it was.
That's yeah. CeeLo Green, it. It's not CeeLo. It's Cello.
Cello. Have you heard about the these dodgy fellas over in Singapore?
Oh, what? Yeah, what the old little rent boys?
Yeah,
the old dodgy little rent
you
boys,
know about
lady boys.
Yeah, they've
hey, Ting Tong.
Yep. What's his name?
Ting Tong.
Ting Tong. Yeah, they've hiked their prices up. Apparently,
yeah. You gotta pay more for my penis.
Yeah, because they're getting bigger.
That's it. Though it gets bigger, the more excited they get.
Yeah, it's called an erection.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, yes.
I thought I was
bigger.
Just getting smaller.
Oh, no. You need to stop standing next to little fucking Chinese kids.
Whenever I look down, I think I'm just shrinking and that's just getting big. That's just staying the same size. Now, what are you talking about Singapore for?
It's come out there's going to be an investigation because of the...
because of the erections.
Yeah, because of the erections. There's too many erections going up.
what's that got to do?
They want to know what they're putting in the water. Viagra. what it is.
Singapore.
There's been a lot of match fixing going on. They're investigating like over 300 football matches across the world. You know, this
sort
isn't
of
just,
match fixing.
This isn't. This is paying players, paying match officials, referees, paying
anyone,
team officials, like club officials. Maybe managers or the, you know, like the club owners.
Oh, but A. Redknapp's like sweating right now.
Cool, isn't he just? There's, yeah, and this isn't just sort of going on over there. This is football matches across the globe. Champions League football.
And it's all connected. Or is it just loads of
Yeah, it's
cases?
All connected to them, to the people over in Singapore.
Really?
And, yeah, the people in Singapore who are doing it all, you know, everyone knows about it over there. And they know
But no one speaks their language. Yeah, no, so they don't know what they're talking about.
I can't understand, mate. What are you saying? What?
Sucky, sucky, $2?
What? Yeah, I know about that. Yeah, so...
What do you mean you got an erection?
Well... What's an erection? I tell you, yeah, saying that, we go back to another delivery I've done.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's going to be the one in podcast where every story ends up in Billy telling us something about a delivery.
Yeah,
It's a delivery cars.
Yeah, delivery cars. I went... Yeah, because we're talking about erections.
Because that's a good segue.
Right. You would not... Right. Right, what happened was, I went to this house, knocked on the door. I was waiting there for ages.
Do that knocking thing again. No one can see that. I can. It's like you're shaking maracas.
Yeah, I was going to say.
shake, and send all around. Shake your
body, Dana. So I've knocked on the door, and I'm standing there for ages. And I thought, what, no one's coming. So I was going to put a little card through their door to say that we came to deliver, but we didn't. So I've got to get this card out. The door's opened. I was like, oh, they're in. So I've bent down to pick up the parcel. Right, as I'm getting up, you know, I'm looking up at the person, and there's a geezer standing in front of me, a young person, about early 20s. He's wearing pyjama bottoms and a t-shirt, and he's got a fucking semi-hard on.
A little chubby.
Chubby.
You know what he's been up to?
Well, he's got a little chubby and a wet patch.
He's been having a wank.
Right, and a massive smile on his face.
Maybe
so I just stood. I was like, mate, I've got your parcel here. He's like, yeah. And it's one of the things where I'm like, don't look at it. You've already seen it. Don't look at it.
But I know it's there.
And he just stood there smiling at me, signed the thing, and I walked off. I was like, as if the geezer just come to the door for fucking hard on. Half a hard on.
Well, maybe he didn't think that you'd notice.
And, you know, if he come to the door huffing and puffing with a bloody, you know,
gimp mask
with a
on.
Grin on it. Well, not a grin, but, you know, he's
dressed up like a gimp.
Yeah.
Comes down with his chains.
With a whip.
Comes down and goes, what do you want?
What's the secret word? Where? Yeah, if he had like a sad face and looked pissed off, then I'd be like, oh, I've obviously disturbed something. But I think he finished because he had a big smile on his face.
But right then and there.
Yeah.
Do you know what he did? I reckon he did that game where he heard you coming.
I heard him.
He heard you coming around the corner, and he's like, right, the minute he opens the door to come to my door, I start wanking.
Yeah.
And I have to come before I answer the door. So it's like a clock. It's like
a fetish.
You shut your door. Goom. He's like, go. And it takes all the time for you to get the thing. He's just the old fucking stretchy thing. Get go. And he goes, ding dong. I'm coming. Ah, it comes just before you go.
Here's my parcel.
Did you shake his hand?
No, did I fuck.
Did you fuck him?
No, did.
It would be funny if he had come down in a gimp mask. Do you know what I mean? I could never wear a gimp mask, ever, because I would... Do you know what? If I had a gimp mask, if my girlfriend said, Adam, put the gimp mask on, we're going to have a good time tonight, right? And it was a legitimate sexual thing.
Yeah.
I'd put it on, but I wouldn't be able to help myself, because I'd suddenly go, don't book your sister.
And then start laughing.
I'd be Bane.
Yeah.
I'd do Bane voices in a gimp mask. I would. Anything that covers my mouth, I automatically have to do a bane. If someone ever like tried to put chloroform around my mouth, the last thing I hear is like, yeah. So match fixing.
yeah, it's all going on. So how can like right now at the moment we've got Leighton Orient face Southend at Roots Hall in the first leg of this Trophy semi final. Okay, so it's only up the road.
What,
this game is about half an hour down the road.
Yeah.
Okay. How can we now, after this match fixing, you know, it's gone everywhere.
Hmm.
Okay. Global. How can we now watch a football match? Important football matches. One of the matches just being investigated.
One was a Champions League match, wasn't it?
Liverpool against a Turkish team.
But it wasn't Liverpool that were being.
No.
I think it was the. Liverpool weren't being investigated. The other team mm-hmm. were. Some really yeah, random.
They lost 1-0.
That no one's ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah. But then they're going to be, aren't they? Because they're corrupt little teams that get offered shitloads of money.
It's all for the club and stuff, you know. I mean, I imagine if someone wanted you can a big see, cash injection and someone see, approached them, they're
company's
gonna,
struggling.
Right.
And they're like, look, we'll give you 100 grand,
mm-hmm.
which to this club's a lot of money, mm-hmm. if you throw this next game.
Yeah. It and goes like, everywhere, though.
It makes sure it's 1-0.
Yep.
It's a bit hard, really, to say a score, though. Because yeah. you say,
all
right,
it's
nil.
Not a score, but it's not necessarily the score. It's the amount of shots and stuff like that. Yellow cards, red cards, fouls and stuff. So this team only had like 3 shots in the game.
That book you bought your dad for Christmas?
Yep.
The football book?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever look at it?
I haven't. No, I didn't have a look for
did
it.
Did your dad ever read it and tell you?
Probably. I should ask him about it, actually, because I reckon this is, you know, covers all of that as well.
There's a lot
it?
Of stuff about match fixing back in the 90s then in, yeah. in the Premier League mm-hmm. and that's all been quite.
It's all hush-hush, really.
That's
this
news
stuff.
That's come out, though, yeah. a while back.
Yeah, all goes
they used
the
to
radar.
Bet on the first throw-in, mm-hmm. how many throw-ins in a
yeah.
game.
Yep.
And they'd bet on who was the first one to get a yellow card.
The quickest throw-in, right? That was. Some player. No, he played for Southampton. Yeah, and he took the kick off. Right, and as soon as they took kick off for the like, to start the game, he kicked the ball off the pitch, straight off the pitch, right up the top end. He's come out and he's admitted to it, but it's stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember who that player was now, and he mentioned it and he named a few other names.
Foreign bloke.
Yeah, and Ludvigdom or
something like that. Yeah,
and. A couple of players he named were fucking fuming.
Yeah.
They were like, don't fucking bring us into this shit, even though they did.
Yeah.
But yeah. What was the one that they did once where.
This dates back to the 60s issue.
It was Southampton. It was Southampton because yeah. Matt Letizia was involved, where Matt Letizia wasn't actually part of it,
mm-hmm.
but it was a case of this player's, yeah, like you said, first throw in.
Yeah.
Quickest throw in or something. He kicked it off. Matt Letizia got the ball before it went off. And he remembers having a go at him. What are you doing? He's like, what do you mean, what am I doing? You went to kick the ball off. Why are you kicking the ball off? And he never. He said, until the guy come out with all this stuff,
yeah.
he never clicked in his head
yep.
until that book came out. And they interviewed him about it because they asked him, well, what was this like at Southampton? And Matt Letizia, because he was Mr. Southampton, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He used to play for Southampton. He played for Southampton from a kid all the way to his adult career.
Yep.
And he remembers saying, never clicked in my head. He goes, but. I knew there was some kind of stuff going on, but I never got involved.
It was team captains, right, used to, back in the 90s in the Premiership, the two captains used to meet each other before the game, talk about the game, and then they used to have bets against each other. This is what that Southampton skipper was saying.
Ludvigdom.
Yeah.
Ludvigdom.
He was saying about, oh yeah, we always used to meet, and everyone knew about it, it was common knowledge, we used to bet on how many corners, we used to bet on, you know, players used to bet on everything, and that's why there's so many players now that are, you know, gamblers.
Gambling addicts.
You know, and gambling is an addiction, I can't see why it's allowed to be advertised and promoted so much.
Because it makes so much money.
In sport. It does, but so did cigarettes and alcohol, you know.
But they don't harm your health.
Gambling does harm your health. Of course it does. If it's an addiction, you know, you
but
can't.
They don't say, yeah, but anything's an addiction, though.
Yeah.
Chocolate's an addiction.
Yeah.
Sugar's an addiction.
Yeah, they don't advertise Cadbury's before the football match, do they?
They do before Coronation Street.
They do. And it's all chocolate eaters. People eat their crunchies before Coronation Street.
Because they're watching Coronation Street, they go, oh, God, fancy a crunchy. Yeah.
Shit, they can't even get down the shop. They can't get down the shop to get there, crunchy. It's a pointless advertising, really, I think, because once it's finished, they've forgotten about it. They watch Shane Kelsey and they're like, oh, we'll watch Friends. Oh, Ernest and Julio. Gallo, I fancy a glass of rosé.
Some wine and chocolate now.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to sit here and get fat in front of the telly.
It's already started. Shit, I can't go and get it.
Do you see the point in friendlies, international friendly football games?
I do, but I think it's got to be at the right time. I mean, we've just come out of January, and over Christmas and January is a very busy time in the Premiership. There's a lot of games going on.
Yeah, about like four games in like 10 days.
There was, yeah, over Christmas and stuff. So, you know, these players now are being drawn into these sort of games. And we had, I think we had a friendly in December, November. Was that our last friendly?
Yeah, November.
Was that against Sweden? We lost 4-1.
Yeah, it was. Fuck, I forgot about that.
Ivanovic.
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 He scored that fucking wonder goal.
Yeah.
Week.
It was a bit
that
special.
That was one of the best goals I've ever seen.
That was written, though. Come on, that was the opening the stadium against the nation that created the game. Come on, it's fate. That is fate.
No, match fixing.
That could be match fixing. Joe Hart, you what? We can't say
no,
that.
No, it'll be funny. He wouldn't. No, that could be match fixing. He was just fucking good.
Yeah, it was.
It was England versus Ibrahimovic. Mm. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go on YouTube and just type in Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, Sweden, England.
Ibrahimovic.
Ibrahimovic.
I think it's spelled Ibrahimovic though.
Yep. Yeah, no.
No.
Ibrahimovic.
All right, that's Swedish. Yeah, YouTube it. Any international listeners?
Mm-hmm.
Because you will fucking see a blinder of a goal. If you just do it. You type it in Ibrahimovic versus England friendly. Yeah. Overhead kick from fucking like 40 yards out.
Right, and this is mental. One of them goals, right, where I've heard on the radio and stuff.
I hate that
when people say, you weren't meant to do it.
Bollocks.
Fuck. I mean, people said, right.
What was he doing then?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Yeah.
He's a striker. I'm going to cross it in.
Yeah. He's a striker.
I'm going to overhead kick it, cross it in. No. Mm. He was going for the goal.
He had a bet with someone, with Gerard, the skipper, and said, look,
match fixing.
I'm going to overhead kick it off the pitch. It went in, and that's why he didn't really celebrate. He's like, fuck, I just lost 50 grand on
that. Should we do some match fixing in this podcast?
Some match fixing?
Yeah. Or we should do some podcast fixing.
Podcast fixing. How are we going to do that? You're going to pay me.
No, we're going to sort out some things that we can say. Like I reckon me and you are going to say the and yep. It.
Okay, how much are we betting on this shit?
Don't know, but big money.
Thing is, I'm
Singapore dollars.
Yeah. we've got our people over in Asia, our listeners.
North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea.
We are North Korea's biggest import.
Yep. So maybe
in piracy podcasts.
Maybe some of our North Korean listeners might like to pass
Mr.
some money
Ching,
to you know you can
Mr. Chong,
yeah,
Mr. Wang, and Dave.
And Dave,
there's always a Dave.
Yeah, of course.
We got Dave on this podcast.
Yeah, we have. Oh. We're going to be talking to him later.
Yeah, Sweeney Dave.
Yeah,
we talk all NFL shit.
Yep,
it's coming up.
Yeah.
It's watch out, people.
Google Hangout. We'll go on there.
Exactly.
What are you saying about these
I forgot what we were talking
friendlies.
About.
We're talking about friendlies. talking about friendlies, because obviously England are playing Brazil tomorrow. I think it's... we've got a good squad at the moment, right? We haven't necessarily got the best team. We've got a great squad.
Yeah.
I think this friendly, you know, it is probably not the best time, but... Everyone looks like they're looking pretty sharp. Okay, so we need to now. Hodgson needs to find a starting 11 and try to mould a team together for the World Cup next year. This time next year, we're getting ready for the fucking World Cup.
I'm not going to be watching.
Yes, of course you fucking will, man. It takes control. You can't help it, right? And you can say, nah, I'm not going to get excited. But when it gets closer, okay, I don't necessarily get excited now for. England are going to do, okay? Because I think high expectations lead to great disappointments. Yeah, so I like to sort of, you know, try and be a little bit somber about it, and you know, just to chill out and just try to enjoy the tournament. Okay, what are you saying, motherfucker?
Billy doesn't even know what I'm talking.
I can hear mumbles.
People are like, "What the hell are you talking about, Adam?"
Billy, so yeah, you won't be looking forward to it.
Of course, I fucking will.
Yeah.
I love it.
Right, at the moment, who would you like to put up front? Who would be your top two strikers?
English strikers?
Yeah, to start a game. You know, I think we'll have to start with two up top. Would Rooney be in there?
No.
Rooney
would go in midfield.
Yeah.
Sick and tired. I've said this so many times. Yeah. I wish Hodgson would fucking listen to me.
Yeah.
Put him in midfield. He's even said it himself.
Yeah. He'd do a job.
Put him in midfield. Do you know what I mean? You can have you know, you've got no Lampard anymore. He's not going to be playing English football for long. Gerrard is not exactly going to be there much longer.
He'll be there for the World Cup, but he's, you know...
What I would do, right? Wayne Rooney, he will run that round that pitch.
Yeah.
Like there's no tomorrow.
He's Gascoigne, isn't he?
He would do it. Mm-hmm. So I would chuck him in the middle with someone like Scott Parker or someone of that stature, someone who's a bit more defensive-minded.
Yep. And someone then, to hold it up and then to let Rooney go and...
Even Gerrard. Gerrard can play there. Yep. He can hold that midfield with Rooney.
Gerrard likes to get forward, but...
But then you can have them both, because Rooney will come back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm sick and tired of when people talk about tactics in football, that they pretty much create a fifth defender.
Yeah.
And you know, what are you doing? Don't need a fifth defender. You've got four defenders.
Yeah.
You don't need another one. Do you know what I mean? Stop it.
Mm. We've got enough pace.
Stop relying on that one player. You think, oh, he's always going to come back and protect the back line. Yeah. So you don't need someone to protect the back line. Because you've already got the back line.
But
solid.
Who is our back line? Cahill?
Dawson?
Maybe
Dawson.
If he was
injured. If he weren't injured.
Smalling or Phil Jones?
Phil Jones, he's a fucking...
Yeah, and he's one for the future. Right, so I'm quite excited about the future.
He's a big mother. I like Lescott still. I'm still a Lescott player.
Yeah, Lescott does a job. Lescott's a good player. So at the moment, it'll probably be Lescott and probably Cahill or Phil Jones. If Phil Jones has a good season, like from now...
Kyle Walker on the right. Pacey as fuck.
Glenn Johnson, mate.
What, better than Kyle Walker?
Yeah.
Grow up, Billy.
No, not at all.
Grow up.
No.
Do you want to fight?
No.
Oi, no. Listen, stop it. Stop it. I'm not a mug.
Glenn Johnson.
Don't fucking start. Don't. Just because you used to play for West Ham.
Don't pull this up. Don't pull this up on another podcast.
Don't you start,
right?
Bill.
Don't get all eggy.
I'll fuck you up. Right. I will come over there and I will punch you in the face. I will stick my knob in your ear.
I'll punch you in the fucking throat. A throat punch?
I will chop Sue your ass. I will karate chop you in the face.
So now this has turned into a fight cast.
Yeah. I will deliver the pain to you, Bill.
You've been watching too much WWE.
I was watching something the other day.
Yeah, it sounds like it as well.
Love it, WWE.
Yeah.
I was watching another one on YouTube where they were, I think it was The Rock versus Mankind. Remember Mankind?
Yeah, I remember Mankind. Crazy son of a bitch.
And they were fighting in an empty arena.
Mick Foley,
that was it.
Yeah.
They were fighting in an empty arena. So they were fighting in, like, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you know how he won? Mick Foley, like Mankind. He had a forklift truck. And the Rock was on the floor. And he drove it towards him and then lowered the pallet on top of the Rock, stood on the pallet, and then the referee...
Tapped him out.
Tapped him one, two, three. And he won the championship. I was like... Shit. How did you not realise this was not real?
Yeah.
You watch shit like that.
The thing that makes me laugh is, that wrestling is called pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. But actual wrestling is called amateur wrestling over in America. Like, proper fighting.
Well, it's professional wrestling entertainment.
But it's known as pro wrestling, yeah? Whereas actual wrestling, when they actually fight, is just amateur wrestling.
Yeah, it's because no one cares.
No, but
there's no storyline, is there? Yeah. I was a bit upset when I was watching wrestling at the Olympics, and they just walked out in their little leotards, and I was like, "What are you doing?"
And their headgear.
Where's the music?
Yeah.
Where's the fighting? Where's the fighting talk?
Where's
beforehand?
The smoke machine? And the
I'm gonna kill you, brother. I'm gonna kill you, bro. I wanted all that.
So what you want to see, like one of them amateur wrestlers come in riding a Harley Davidson?
Yeah, with like Limp Bizkit playing a song in the background.
Yeah,
yeah, come down there shouting at the crowd, spitting at the crowd, and then I wanted them in a little ring, and all you had to do was kind of like push them on the floor, hold them on the floor, sweep their legs and shit. There was no tables, no chairs, no ladders,
no
belts,
none
of them got a belt.
None of that. No barbed wire.
No commentators. The commentators were shit.
Yeah.
Commentators didn't know what they were talking about. There was no history on backstage stuff. There was no women coming down with them.
Like Sunny.
Sunny, remember? I used to have a t-shirt on it.
Yeah, I know.
Nice boobs.
Yeah.
She used to come down, no one standing outside. That was it. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not very glamorous, is it? Amateur wrestling.
Fuck amateur wrestling. I wanted to bring the fucking like craziness back. Hulk Hogan.
So what was we talking about before?
I don't know, Bill.
Before we got onto
like
to
we
wrestling.
Ever know, like we have a plan. I forgot my pad, so I'm writing on a bit of scrap paper.
Yeah,
because we're organised like that.
Yeah.
Well, we're gearing up, aren't we? Ready to have a little chat with Oh, Dave, aren't we?
With Dave the Sweeney.
We're going to talk all NFL shit.
Yep.
Super Bowl.
And he knows his stuff, so he can enlighten us a little bit. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did, but we're going to save it all for that chat. Because I know what will happen. I'll start talking about it now, and I'll repeat myself later on with Dave. So Dave! And it's going to be video. So if you're listening to this, but you're thinking, I want to watch a video.
Go watch a video. It's all on there.
Yeah, because you've pretty much listened to most of this podcast.
Yep.
So keep listening. If you want to listen to it, if you want to go and watch it, go and watch it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Go and watch it. Meet our mate Dave.
Make your own fucking choices. Yeah.
Meet our mate Dave. You'd be your mate Dave.
Yeah, our mate Dave.
If you haven't got a mate Dave, pretty sure you have.
Yeah. It's you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my name is Dave.
Oh, yeah, that'll be me.
Do you think many Daves have mate Daves?
Of course. I hang around in groups and there's a couple of Daves.
You sound like you were doing the New Zealand dance. I couldn't down on that. Jewish man.
You said New Zealand, then said Jewish.
I thought of saying, then I thought of saying else. My brain went.
I don't even know. My brain went that way, and then
it went, oh, hang on, let's go back and go the other way.
Yeah.
You know, when you're walking down the street and you forget something, but there's people watching, so you don't want to just sort of turn around suddenly.
You have to walk around the block.
You either walk around the block or you sort of slap your head. And you go, oh, Lord, I forgot my keys. As if the person cares.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just so you don't look like you're just like an idiot that have just walked and then turned around suddenly and walked back again.
I do. I don't give a fuck.
Billy just falls over.
You know me. They're like, oh, that's Billy, though.
Well, should we stop now, play a little promo for the pod gods, and then come back in with our chat with Dave?
Yeah, okay.
Should we go and Google hang out with our mate Dave?
Let's go find Dave.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But should we come back after it, so you know the listeners know we're going to be back, and have a little Billy story time?
It's a short story. It's very short.
Well, we can make it short.
Yeah.
But it'd be a nice little
We're talking about a story, yeah?
But we can do that, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to play a little promo for a pod god, because we are part of the pod god's network, Bill.
Boom!
No, there's no boom. I told you, we have any little noise like, Gar! That's that, isn't it? Pod God's Network.
Ah, right. Zap noise.
It was sound like that, yeah.
Man, I'm getting all messed up with my noises.
Oh, my noise is all confused. So many noises, I don't know which one means which. Yeah.
Which one's what? You're going to have to write them all down for me.
Yeah.
Write down.
That's Pod God's.
Yeah.
Boom is Barker Podcast. Is a movie com. Okay. Is a pod god damn it.
You're just making up.
I don't know. I feel a little bit drunk on that whiskey.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I haven't touched. Well,
we haven't hardly touched it, have we?
I haven't touched it for ages, man.
Alright, well, we're going to play a little promo so you can go and listen to these pod gods and then join us back in a sec. We're going to get Google Hangout, motherfucker, with Dave. Yeah, mate Dave. Well, we're going to call him that.
Whiskey,
should we keep calling him that when we're talking to him? Obviously, because he won't know that. It'd be like a little joke between us.
What can we call him?
And the listeners. Our mate Dave.
Our mate Dave.
So we'd be like, and here's our mate Dave. And then we'd say, how you doing, our mate Dave? And we'd just keep doing it. And he'd be like, what are you talking about? What do you mean, our mate Dave? Shut up, sounds stupid. I bet he does that. I bet he does. I bet he gets grumpy. He's all sharp. It's not even funny. Our mate Dave. What are you talking about? And I bet he just cuts out. It's a very short segment.
He won't even talk to us.
He'd be like, fuck off. Yeah. We'll do it, our mate Dave. And then we'll come back and we'll have a little Billy story time, because everyone loves a little bit of Billy story time.
But it's a story about someone else today.
Ooh! Billy third party story time.
I've got another one, but I'm going to save that for the next podcast. It's quite another one is quite a long story.
So you get a Billy story time where Billy is the narrator, not the subject.
But the other one, I want to write it down a little bit, because so much happened.
Yeah.
That I want the whole story.
I can hear people listening there going, oh,
I want the whole story. So it'll only be a short one today, but the next one is for me it was quite entertaining. It was quite funny.
Alright, okay. Right, so we're gonna go and chat to our mate Dave. So catch us in a second.
It's time to crack open a cold one because this is a little punch drunk, and I am, of course, Rambo.
Dude,
what?
No, it's not us, it's them. We're in the middle of their show.
So?
So, we can't get started and take over their show, man.
We sure as fuck can.
No, all we're trying to do is get them to listen to us.
Well, they should already be listening.
Yeah, but that's the problem, is it's not Monday, so I don't have shit ready yet. I mean, I haven't even started looking through the news. We've got nothing ready to go on.
Then what the fuck are we going to do here?
Well, I know we have a great ability to ramble on nothing for hours on end, but still, we don't have that much time. We've got to get back to their show.
So what do you suggest?
Give it to them what we've got. Let's take 2 hours and...
All right, fine. Let's give them a little bit of a taste of everything all at once.
This show is society. This is like all the fucking
people
get fucking fucking when you are done with your goddamn
we do a random but you could have given your goddamn kid
or anything else.
Seriously, man? Okay, I've been here with you for months now. I didn't get that.
Well, you should have been listening then.
Okay, fine. But still, for the untrained ear, can't you make it a little easier?
Fine. A little easier. For those who can't handle being a little punch drunk.
That's where this natural progression went in your head?
Well, it started
what the fuck?
Rambo broke Josh. So where it started.
I know where it started.
This was an
dragging the body and then with three lights.
I will wear a pirate hat to that.
We do a random conversation about
here's what
how
I
we should.
This wasn't the last show. I mean, not.
First and foremost, do you know what time
I am the motherfucker?
Sam would have been freaked out if UPS dropped off.
Okay, thanks fucking giving. Like when you are done with your goddamn dinner, you're supposed
realize
to spend time with your
family. Not supposed like
to
the
goddamn
mall.
This is like fucking money that you could have been giving your goddamn kids. Or,
for God's sake, somebody call and help us out.
Literally.
This show is
Black
fucking
Friday.
Dangerous.
Balls are fucking
to
crazy.
Society.
People are getting fucking shot, killed.
You stick it in like a wallpaper.
No, would you stop? Alright, you know what? That's pretty much as coherent as the show gets.
Hey, I already just spoon-fed it to him, so you gotta give me something here.
Yeah, no, I understand completely. I mean, seriously, if you want it any easier, you're just gonna have to tune in.
It's littlepunchdrunk.podbean.com. It's where you can find all the episodes dating back to number one.
And also get a hold of us. Find us on Twitter, @alilpunchdrunk, A-L-I-L, punch drunk.
Not to mention that's where you're going to get all the info, all the updates. Not to mention when we do the live video broadcast, that's where you're going to see it first. Mm-hmm. Monday nights at 8 p.m.
And also, don't forget to give us a call during the show or any time at all.
We'd really like the drunken dials. It's amazing. We had one really good one that we mistook for somebody else.
484-994-ALPD.
And if you're really fucking dumb or don't have a phone with letters on it, it's 484-994-2573.
So now, back to these other fucktards.
Rock on.
You got a blurry camera.
You've got a blurry camera. Your picture's shit as well.
All right. Touché. Fuck you, Dave.
Don't just say it.
Do you like our mics? We got mics, look.
Yeah.
Adam's been masturbating his.
We're like Robinson and Jerome.
Yeah, I was going to say it was like karaoke night down the pub.
So, I guess we should just get on chatting then, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, if you have to.
Yeah, bit of talking. What are we talking about, Adam? I don't know, Billy. What are we talking about? We're not handing dick. You ain't got to look at me.
This week in the celebrity jungle.
Yeah. Who can vote for your favourite celebrities? You sounded like that Geordie, that female Geordie comedian. You didn't sound like handing with dick.
No, which one's that?
Dave knows.
Dave, can you hear me like this? Well, yeah. Can you hear me when I talk like this?
Yeah.
What about now? Can you hear me well now?
No, I can't hear you at all.
Okay, the mic definitely works.
The mic works. It's on. It's switched on.
Well, no, is that your way of testing?
Yeah. I remember once when I thought I was talking in front of his mic, but when he was picking them up off that fucking thing, sounds shit.
Okay, have you turned that one off?
Do you want to see Billy's door? Look, that's Billy's front door. There, look there. Open it, Bill.
for me to try open the door. There's no one there.
Show him outside.
No one knocked.
Let's see outside.
He's going to do it.
Let's have a look outside. Dave, you want to see outside?
Maybe
it's all right. No, open the wrong way, you muppet!
It's the door.
It's cold. The door. You can't even see outside.
No, it's a very nice door, though, Ben.
Oh, thank you very much. It was already there. It wasn't my choice. I didn't choose it.
I made it myself.
Yeah, I can't take all the gratitude for that. Or the
gratitude?
Yeah, not that was the wrong word. I've had a whiskey.
You look like a guy had a Princess Bride.
Inconceivable!
I don't think you understand the meaning of that word.
Oh, was that tweeted the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was on
that.
TV.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. Yeah. You ever seen Princess Bride, Dave?
Yeah, but not for years, man.
It was on telly twice. It's a good film.
I'm quite happy to say that I'm the only person
in the world
hasn't seen it.
Only person in the world hasn't seen Princess Bride.
It's
got Andre the Giant in it.
Who?
Andre the Giant.
Oh, the old wrestler.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, the fucking seal from the movie Andre.
Is he dead now?
Andre the Giant.
Let's move on then.
It's not about dwell on dead wrestlers.
Dead guys?
Yeah.
So,
there's so many of them.
There is.
Well, say.
Dead man.
Yokozuna.
Yeah, he was a spider.
He died of a spider. Had a heart attack.
Was that just a myth to give him a lot of proper send-off, or did he just die like Elvis on the shitter? Is that a fake story as well?
Did Elvis die on the shitter, Dave?
I don't think so.
No, well, there you go. Let's see.
Maybe he did, but he wasn't eating a hamburger, certainly, when he died.
Oh, that's the beauty of, like, little things people put in stories.
Yeah.
They're like,
everyone knows it's bullshit, but you've got to say it every time, because it just makes it.
Not only did he die on the shitter, he also died of a hamburger in his hand. And a milkshake.
Eating on the shitter. Come on, how else could we glam it up? He was wearing a party hat.
He was.
Yeah.
Getting a blowjob, surely.
On the shitter while eating a hamburger.
It's called a blumpkin.
A blumpkin.
Yeah.
What, getting a blowjob
on the shitter. That's what it is.
I can't believe there's a name for it.
I got it off Harold and Kumar.
That's so disturbing.
What, you got a blumpkin off of Harold and Kumar?
No. Billy. Serious podcast talk.
Oh, okay.
Serious podcast talk.
Serious podcast talk. We just had a really funny podcast chat.
Did you? About what?
I don't know. Somebody laughing.
It was alright. Let's not glam it up like Elvis's Blumpkin death.
Yeah.
So, Ed.
So.
Bye.
Our mate Dave.
This is what we got Dave for.
How you doing, our mate Dave?
I'm very good, cheers.
Yeah. Dave, what have you been up to? Did you want to talk?
I was going to ask Dave a question.
Ask Dave a question. Okay. I just asked him a question, but then you can ask him a question.
What's Adam like to work with, Dave? Does he work?
Yes.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Hardest worker there.
Yeah. He's just the guy that gets bumpkins at work, isn't he?
Blumpkin.
He's in the toilet, suspicious amount.
With other people.
And his lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. He calls it a Google Hangout, but we all know differently.
I was trying to think of something weird to say, but I couldn't.
No.
Because it's true. So how are you, Dave? Had a good evening?
Yeah, it's been fine so far. Going Friday Night Lights. That's about it.
Nice. What, a TV show or a movie?
TV show. I've seen the movie.
What's the TV show about?
It's the same storyline as the film, basically, for the first season. Then it's just more of that, really. More of small-town American football team. About the coaches and the players and that.
All right, okay.
Cool. You're a big fan.
Like a soap opera, really.
Soap opera?
Yeah, it really is more like a soap opera.
EastEnders?
Yeah, it's closer to that than, like, some big football drama.
Shame on you.
Oh, no.
Do you watch EastEnders?
Mrs. does.
Yeah.
You know, it's on a lot.
Dickhead.
Yeah, so you're an American football fan?
I am. Yeah.
You are our NFL correspondent for this podcast.
That's a terrible burden.
A lot of pressure, Dave.
That is a lot of pressure. You guys have a lot of American listeners for like an English.
Yes.
Fan is like,
I don't think we have many listeners.
I think we have enough to give him death threats if he starts slagging off the wrong team.
Do you have a team that you support, Dave?
I do. I'm a massive Dolphins fan.
Dolphins fan, cool.
Which
cool.
is like a threat.
He likes Dolphins. He likes Echo the Dolphin. Yeah. Flipper. Flipper the Dolphin.
Those nice fleeces you can get on the market with dolphins on.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. I think I've got a couple of them. Nice.
But what American football team do you like, Dave?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
How did the Dolphins get on? How far did they go?
Oh, yeah, they did fucking shit.
Oh, right, okay. Just put a label on it.
They're the West Ham of the American football.
That's fucking low.
I find that.
No, don't.
Don't let me hang.
Yeah, he did. No, you're both late. You both missed each other.
Oh, no. It's a doesn't stat. Count. I thought you just tried to block my face up.
Who would be the Tottenham, then, of NFL?
Oh, what position is Tottenham in at the moment?
What, Tottenham at the moment? We're fourth.
He's in quite well, aren't you?
A team that's overachieving. What team overachieved?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they overachieved.
Had a really good season. Yeah, everyone likes them, thinks they're doing really well, but they just can't do anything when it comes to the playoffs. They fuck it up every year.
But that's the first thing. Yeah, but no, it's not because no one likes them unless they support them.
Oh, yeah, nobody likes the Falcons either. They have no fans.
Oh, right, yeah, there is them then. Okay.
Nobody expects them to do well, even though they do quite well every year. Nobody talks about them.
So they're my Spurs of the NFL, yeah. Are they?
Who are you? Who was that?
We're the Dolphins.
No, I don't like that. I think you should be someone else.
You want us to be someone else?
You know when we had a discussion about the shittest NBA team, it was always the Portland Trailblazers?
Yep.
I want that to be West Ham.
I could be Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, you're the Browns. The Browns are kind of a poo, Phil.
I'm not sure you're even the worst. There's worse teams I'm sure I've thought about. Jacksonville Jaguars are probably worse, but Browns are pretty terrible.
Oh, all right, okay, let's move
Jacksonville.
On.
Jacksonville?
How bad West Ham are.
Jaguars. So, run us through the Super Bowl, the lead up to it. How did it work? Like, how did the two teams that got there get there?
Well, it goes from the regular season. And they pick six teams out of each division, the AFC and the NFC. Then they play a knockout tournament, basically, between them. And just like the World Cup, basically, just play one game and out knockout tournament. And then they pick the top from the AFC and the top from the NFC play each other in the Super Bowl final.
Okay.
And when did Dolphins get knocked out?
Oh, they didn't get into the knockout stages.
Oh, yep. They give it a good go though, yeah.
Not really.
I support a team.
They try.
Well, that's all they can do.
I'm a Colts fan.
You're a Colts fan.
Yeah. Indianapolis Colts.
How long have you supported these for?
About 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who the quarterback is?
I did.
2 years ago.
I did. I only supported him because of Peyton Manning. Pretty much like everyone else.
Yeah.
And then he left last year.
He did.
And they got a good quarterback now, haven't they?
They did. Yeah. Luck. Yeah, Luck.
Well, they need Luck.
They do. He's really fucking good, man. They're Colts will be good to get really good again.
So. Yeah. Is that what are the, does every team need a really good quarterback or can they have a good defense?
That's all right, but without a quarterback, you're fucked.
Yeah, okay.
Win anything about a really good quarterback.
And I saw on Sunday, before the Super Bowl, I saw a little bit of the build-up. It was on too late, so I didn't watch it, but I saw that was one of the quarterbacks involved in that game. Did he used to be a baseball player?
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick, the San Francisco guy. Yeah, he was going to get drafted out of college to go play baseball, like professional level baseball.
Yeah.
He's like got that strong an arm. He can throw like a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, I think it is.
Fucking catch one in the face.
Throw a ball.
Yeah, I reckon. How fast can you throw up a ball, Adam?
2 miles now.
Two. Yeah. Check him out. He plays bowls.
I throw like Mr. Burns in The Simpsons. I would. If they ever got me to do one of them ball game things, I'd throw the first pitch.
Yeah.
I can't throw for shit. Because I forget to let go. I go like that, and when I'm supposed to throw it, I do that.
Oh.
And then it ends up going on the floor.
I bet round was wicked for you at school, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, he was blind about it. I could hit it. I could hit the ball. Yeah. Just can't throw it for shit. So I hated when I had to go in field.
Yeah.
Don't hit the ball, man.
When it goes to be far out, and they're like, throw it, quick. I go,
he would sort of be well
on the floor. Don't do it to Adam, he throws like a girl.
Yeah, they'd be like, fuck you, Adam. I'd be like, what? Maybe go in first base, it's easier. Yeah. That's why I'll be backstop.
Unless he's playing with all the girls, he had to do PE with the girls. The girls were like, fun. Get rid of him.
He throws like a girl,
we don't want him here. There's enough of us already.
Make it sound like it was a bad thing. It was a good thing.
You're on the netball squad and everything.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He's the hairiest netball player in
the... Yeah.
Nah, you want to see some of the girls.
I was going to say, they used to say, they go, how am I going to get away with this? I've got a beard. They'd be like, you haven't been to Romford.
They stole their beards.
Anybody out there in Romford watching this or listening to this, I'm sorry, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. They haven't. They are, they're all watching it on stolen computers.
They are. That's true. It's fact. That's fact.
Fuck Romford.
So, Super Bowl. It was the 47th.
Yeah, if you say so. I never count the numbers.
Because you can't understand the Roman numerals, can you?
It doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, 47. It's just Super Bowl.
Do you know how I know?
It's about a year to it.
I can read them because I remember the Rocky movies.
Yeah.
I know V's is 5.
Yeah.
And I watch the Jason movies, and I know X is 10.
Oh.
So you just work your way through that one.
It was 10 Jason movies.
More, really, technically.
Oh.
About 12, because they'd made it a remake.
Mm,
and versus Jason.
Who?
Yeah.
Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah. Freddy versus was kind of 11, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's 12, I guess.
That's the only one I've seen, Freddy versus Jason.
We didn't see them, did we?
I think so.
Probably dragged you to see that.
Yeah, probably dragged me, yeah.
By your hair.
Yeah. So both of you two watched the NFL on Sunday. Did you stay up?
I stayed up until about 2:30 when I went to bed. Okay.
That's because that's when the lights went out, wasn't it? They had a massive power cut.
Did they go off during the game?
The whole stadium went dark, yeah.
Shit,
it's like
man.
Emergency lighting, basically. So they took up the entire thing for 45 minutes.
Fuck. And what was the score at that point?
Oh, fuck, man, I don't know. At that point, the Ravens were miles ahead. I think they had like a 25-point lead or something.
Do you think there's maybe like a conspiracy?
Well, I'll tell you what, when the power came back on, the 49ers scored a shitload of points in a hurry.
Straight
Ravens
away.
Just did really well. They just got the opening kickoff of the second half. The Ravens scored for a touchdown. Yep. And they received it and ran it straight back. And one play after that, the lights went off. Then they came back on, and the 49ers did really well.
Trying to mess with their flow a little bit. Yeah, tactics, maybe.
Yeah. We're talking about match fixing.
Yeah, we have been talking about match fixing.
Premier League's been.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've just been talking about it, kind of.
Have they announced what games it was yet? But they just said a bunch of European and.
I think one of them was a Champions League game, like Liverpool and some Turkish team. And
that's their actual name, Some Turkish Team.
Some Turkish Team. Oh, yeah. It's
Some Turkish Team United.
Yeah, I can't say it in the accent, but
that's not
Some
racist.
Turkish Team United.
What accent would you
West Ham fan though? Are you hoping it's like all of your matches?
an excuse. Say, oh, thank God, please let it be West Ham.
That's why we got relegated and,
those refs, famous fuck.
Yeah, Redknapp. Redknapp was on it, Harry.
Yeah,
old Harry.
Dirty Harry.
What are you doing, Bill?
Sorry, there's a football match on behind us.
Oh,
yeah. You got excited, Tim.
Southend. Yeah, I shouldn't get excited.
Southend, Leighton Orient.
Yeah.
Billy gets excited over any football game. That's
didn't cross the line.
I know he didn't cross the line, otherwise I would have given it.
Yeah, sorry, Dave, for completely distracting from the...
He's probably playing Call of Duty, isn't he?
Nah, I've got that rude tube on in the background.
Oh, who's that geezer that presents that?
Alex Zane.
Yeah.
That's my nutting.
So, Dave, Super Bowl. Who were the two teams that played?
Baltimore Ravens and San Francisco 49ers.
49ers.
What do you know about them? Give us a little bit of trivia on each team.
The Ravens were named after someone famous.
Yes, Dave told me this. You know the last podcast?
Yeah.
We talked about the Ravens. I don't know what I called the Ravens. Dave told me. He looked it up. He said it was the hometown of Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes.
Who wrote The Raven.
I remember I read that. And the 49ers, there's a story behind them as well.
We could say it should have been the 69ers.
Yeah. I don't think they'd allow that, though.
Why? It's just a number.
I'm sure it has some meaning, but I can't remember it.
You've been married too long.
He doesn't mean that.
The 69.
So a little bit of trivia on Baltimore. Anything, you know, how long they've been going? Are they good?
You just said my one bit of trivia that I found out recently. Okay, bit of trivia. Trivia on both teams. The coaches of both teams, the head coaches, were brothers.
No way.
So it's this massive, the big thing of this Super Bowl was the Harbaugh Bowl. They're called the Harbaugh brothers.
Yeah.
This was, you know, two brothers facing each other across the field, and it's a battle of the older and younger brother.
Yeah.
That was the story of this Super Bowl, really.
They're going to make a movie about it.
Bragging rights.
Yeah, totally, yeah. It's
that movie's in the works now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody's gone up to them and optioned that script straight away.
Definitely. Things like, it's not that exciting, is it?
It kind of is.
They're quite animated people as well, though. They're not like really, like, you know, boring.
I tell you what.
They're screaming and shouting and running around, so.
If they made it, make sure they get Aaron Sorkin to write it.
Who's he?
The guy that wrote Social Network. Turned a typical story that weren't even that great into a decent movie.
I haven't seen it.
Was that
the problem with that film would be, though, is that everyone knows the end. Everyone who knows you wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it?
Unless you put in a twist and change it and just fuck it.
Yeah.
Alien come down and turned off the lights.
Yeah, but they do a lot of films like Moneyball, the Brad Pitt one. Everyone knew the end of that.
Yeah.
Moneyball. Nope. The Blind Side, everyone knew the end of The Blind Side.
Huh? Yeah, he gets signed to the NFL, yeah.
Did he even play?
Yeah, he played.
Yeah, I didn't see him. I didn't pay attention to him.
I don't know what team he's on. Was he on one of those teams?
There's a play with Baltimore Ravens.
Lines very well, they're kind of boring.
Alright.
What time did it go on to? Because I know, like,
4.
If you watch 4 o'clock, if you watch like a football match, 45 each way, or even rugby, it's 40 minutes each way, and it's no more, no extra time.
Yeah.
Basketball and American football.
They have no extra time, but yeah, they drag the time they got out, don't they?
Yeah.
It started at 11:30 our time, right? And I was sitting at home watching it. I thought, 11:30. That's when it kicked off. Mm-hmm. It's an hour game. It's 4 15-minute periods, but they have to add an extra like bloody half hour for Beyonce anyway.
But they have.
But I was like,
payment. It's all great.
I thought,
you're paying a lot of money.
We can get to half time, half an hour by 12:00. Then I thought, oh no, it's going to take longer than that. The whole half and half hour like game, right, took 1:05.
Get on.
An hour and a half to do half an hour's game, like, worth of football.
You get adverts as well?
Yeah. I watched it on BBC.
Yeah, I watched it on BBC, but yeah, if you watch it on Sky or American TV, it's even worse. I sometimes tune in on the internet to American TV and they just have so many advert breaks. On Sky, they go back to the studio sometimes. Watching an American channel, it's just constantly.
They call it downtime, when like they have like breaks in play.
Yeah, they'll stop the game for that as well.
Mm. And I remember when I was on Twitter.
Like the game doesn't go on while they're on advert break.
Yeah, they have to wait. They actually have a guy come out, didn't he? He stands on the pitch with a flag.
Play a tune or something and say, like, we're waiting for the advert.
But I was on Twitter during the Super Bowl and I was speaking to a couple of American people that were watching it and they were going, so what time is it there, your time? And I was telling them, they're like, so what do you see when there's no... Because I put the joke out saying the great thing about English Super Bowl is that no adverts.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, so what do you see during the downtime? So I took a picture of the screen and it was just like the people in the studio. They were like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Every time they just go back and they literally banter and say, right, quick break. That was quite a good throw. Yeah, that was a good catch. Right, let's go back again.
A little bit of analysing.
There's no one trying to sell me a bloody Hyundai.
They have some Hyundais. It's all Ford trucks and Viagra.
Yeah, fucking Taco Bell or anything like that. They were saying to do like on Twitter. They're like, that GoDaddy.com advert really made me sick. I'm like, what GoDaddy advert? I didn't see it.
Special Super Bowl ads, don't they? They're like really expensive and really flash, apparently. But
apparently,
they
got cost,
pay for it,
wouldn't they? So it's $3 million just to play that Iron Man 3 trailer. 30 seconds worth of Iron Man 3.
getting his publicity, though. He got a pay for it.
It's worth it, man. It's most, one of the most watched sporting events in the world.
Yeah. It's like 110 million people just in America tune in and watch it.
Really?
Yep. Is that it? I thought it would be more.
Have they all got tellies? I don't know.
Look, all black and white.
Stop.
Or rabbit ears.
I can hear me laughing.
Yeah, I can hear you laughing as well. Doing my fucking head in.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to end this podcast very soon.
Yeah.
But before, like we said before,
yep.
Billy story time, but special. Because Billy's going to talk about someone else.
Special.
So,
it's work related again.
Do we need like a little theme tune?
No, nah. Can you sing?
I can sing a little bit.
Adam can sing.
What should we do?
Just sing us a little song.
Well, you do look all back and track again, and I'll do a bit of rap. Maybe I'll do a bit of Bane's Blues. No, I don't want to indulge in that. Now and again, I might bring Bane back.
What sort of music do you want?
I know, you start up with some kind of genre, and I'll go with it. Yeah? On the spot. Just start doing some kind of beat.
Just a beat.
Yeah, and I'll start. Start going with it, yeah?
Okay, but are you ready to go?
No, but just do it. I'm never ready. See what I can do. Here we go.
You want a rap?
I don't give a shit. It could be anything.
Not talk about presents.
Bill, we're building this up a bit too much. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm coming.
No! No, you're not.
No, I'm not. Put my dick away.
You stopped. You're not that guy at the beginning of the podcast. Yeah. The story.
Ooh, so. Yeah.
Billy stories. Come down. Tell you what. Come down. Get up. Upside down. Frown. Don't know what I'm doing. Billy's making noises. Making his head move. Gonna get down with the Billy story groove. Go, Billy. Go, Billy. Go, Billy. Go, Billy.
Alright, go, Bill.
Yeah. That was fucking awful. I'm gonna cut that out.
Really bad. Yeah.
The fuck was that all about? Just wasted everyone's time.
I got sweat beads, man.
If this was like, if we were at school, your teacher would look at me and go,
"We'd get bullied."
We would. We'd be the only kids there with 10 microphones. Yeah. But the teacher would be like, "Adam,
school finished an hour ago. Like, go home."
I'm not mad at you, Adam. You're just very disappointed in you. You've not let yourself down. You also let the school down, your parents down, and the guy at the beginning of the podcast story with his erection down.
Oh, probably that went. Thing. Dad disappeared. He's got an inverted penis now. And that's how he talks as well.
High pitched. All right, come, Bill.
Well, okay, yes.
We built this. We do it every week. We always build the story up, and then
it was funny to me. Right, when he told me,
okay,
I could envision.
So we got to judge whether this is actually a funny story or not.
I thought it was funny.
Okay.
Right, geezer that I work with, right, someone I play football with as well. His name's Daniel Layton. Right, I told him.
Stop giving people's names.
No, I told him. Right, I said to him.
Oh,
when he told me,
why don't you go for the phone book next time and just start naming people's names and just give his number out as well.
Right, hang on a second. Where's my phone? No, right. When he told me this, I did laugh a lot, right? So I said to him, I'm going to use that story, I said, for our podcast. And he said he's had a listen to a podcast before, and he's going to listen to this one.
He's never listened to a podcast before?
No, he has. He's listened to our podcast. He's tuned in. He's down.
What, it's your soccer?
Yeah. He's had a listen to him before. So I said to
him. And Dan?
I said.
His name Dan?
It is Dan, yeah.
Thanks, Dan, for downloading, listening.
Yeah. So
you
want to
send us some money?
Yeah, send us some money. Don't send it. We'll be at the pub soon. We'll come up to the pub and get it.
Right. Oh, does he work at the... He drinks at the pub?
Plays for the pub. Lives in the pub.
He lives in the pub? He's an alcoholic?
No, he's probably... Yeah, lives in the pub. He's probably the person... the only person that lives in a pub that never drinks.
Oh, is he Jim's brother?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So...
What did you tell me? Why did you say that?
Because I said it.
Maybe
I work
sound stupid, like I don't know what your fucking
No. Social you made yourself sound stupid.
You made me sound stupid.
Don't get angry. Stop you talking made through gritty teeth.
Sound stupid.
Right, so, someone I work with, right, and he's on holiday at the moment, okay, for 2 weeks. And on his last day, on the Friday, he
he's got out of the van, he's gone into the back of the van, he's picked up this parcel, and it's got a sticker on it, 25 plus 25 kilograms, so it's quite a heavy parcel compared to what we, you know, what we have to lift. So
25 plus 25 kilograms.
Okay, so it's 25 plus.
You know, so, why did you know, say 50?
25 or above. Dickhead. So, he's got out and he's picked up the parcel because it's quite heavy. He's got up to the door, yeah, and he's put the parcel down. Okay, because it's quite heavy, so he's pressed the doorbell. Pressed the doorbell. And he's waiting there, and this woman's come to the door. She's opened the door, and he can see, like, down the hallway, he can see her two kids, like, stand at the end. She's like, "Oh, you're right there, DPD, I've got a parcel for you to deliver." She's like, "Oh, okay, okay." So he's bent down to pick up the parcel, right, and his top button has popped off from his trousers, yeah, but he wasn't aware that his flies were a little bit undone as well. So he's bent down, picked up the parcel, his button's popped off, as he stood up, his trousers are falling down. And he said he just stood there with his trousers round his knees, right, holding his parcel, looking at the woman, and he said he was stood there for like 20 minutes. This is what I'd done when he told me I was... with Mr. Men boxers on. He said, "Well, and, you know, you could stand there for like 3 seconds, but 3 seconds could feel like 10 minutes."
Yeah.
He said, "I was stood there for like 20 seconds." He said, "The two kids are staring at me." He said, "She's looking at me." He said, "I didn't know what to do." His hands were occupied. You know, he couldn't put his trousers up straight away. And with something that heavy, right? I'll normally say that it's quite heavy. Where do you want me to put it for you? But, and I'll go and put it in the hallway for him. But obviously, he couldn't walk. So his trousers are around his knees. So he's like, "Take the fucking parcel." I can see him pulling his trousers up in front of her as well. Sign that for me while I pull my trousers up.
What did she say?
She just sort of stood there looking at him. I imagine it was all like, "What the fuck do we do here?" Or if he said, "Oh, it would have been funnier if he had said, look, can you pull my trousers up while I'm holding his pants?"
It'd be funny if he turned around and said, "Can you hold this, please?"
"No, not that."
But did she not say anything?
No, she just looked at him and he was
like, she thought this was like the usual way to live with someone.
Oh, he does it all the time. That's his tactic.
Usually they buy me dinner for
it. Without any trousers on.
"Yeah, I got a package for you. Oh, and something to deliver."
Oh, just pitching it. I didn't think that was coming. That's why I told you, don't tell me that. So if you had told me that before we recorded,
would have lost all of that.
I wouldn't have found it as funny because. Oh, God.
That was funny, though. I'm quite,
I didn't feel sorry for listeners now because I just spent a minute laughing. And they probably could hear
me. I think they're
anything.
Laughing as well.
I don't think they can hear anything you say because I'm like laughing like a girl. I'm actually crying.
As soon as he told me on Friday, I said that I've got
to
tell
like
that story.
Sitcom stuff.
Yeah, you can't write that.
That's genius.
As he stood up, they fell down. Oh, he told it. He told about there was about 7 of us in the pub, and everyone sort of chuckled and had a little laugh. But I was just. Almost falling off the stool. I thought it was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Fucking hell.
Great story.
Probably one of the best non-Billy related stories ever.
Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed telling it.
Keep an eye on that guy.
Yeah.
If he keeps doing some weird shit, it'll become a segment.
We could.
If he's listening right now, Dan, it's possibly the funniest thing
I've heard in a while.
I don't know you that. I don't even know you, but...
Yeah.
That's a funny
I'd like
shit.
To.
I know. And he's just fucking holding a box of transporter. Mr. Mint box.
Oh, imagine if he was just wearing a pair of like pants. If he like, oh.
Imagine if he weren't wearing pants.
Oh. I've got a package for you. It would appear so.
Yeah. I thought it'd be bigger. That's what I ordered.
That's not what I ordered.
Oh, brilliant. God, I fucking thanks, laughing so much, you must have lost some weight.
Thanks, Dan. If anyone enjoyed that story, I'd like to, yeah, give us a tweet. It's not
please
stalker.
Let us know whether you laughed at that story.
Yeah. Yeah,
I hope I'm not the only person that just nearly died. Seriously, funniest thing I've heard in ages. Yeah. Such a simple story.
Yeah, I tell
you. There's no complications that story. It's a simple story of a man with a package and his trousers fall down.
Yep.
In front of a wife, a woman and her kids.
Oh, the kids as well.
I forgot about the kids.
Hide your eyes.
Kids standing there.
That kid's going to grow up and be like, and he's going to be at school like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a parcel delivery man.
Yeah, what's that? What could I go wear the trousers?
Imagine telling that to her dad. What happened to say, who delivery man turned out about the trousers on? Oh, God. He could have got lucky, though.
That woman is going to be telling that story for the rest of her life.
Or did you laugh, though?
I want to find out. I was
find
laughing
out,
that much. It just my mind went blank. And I
because
didn't.
All I'm picturing her just staring blankly, just staring at him. I'd love to know what her reaction was. Whether she laughed or she got offended. Some people get offended. Because I'm not funny. If I open the door,
fucking die.
And if he had no trousers on, I'm like, what are you fucking doing? put your fucking trousers up, man.
Bless him, right, Dan.
But I'll take the box off him. Oh, well, do you know what I mean? She probably like
quick
stood there looking at him.
Turn around. I think she must have turned around and put a parcel down, and he'd been down and pulled his trousers up.
Oh, God.
But Daniel, mate, thank you.
Thanks, Daniel.
The thing is, right, he's a really nice lad, and I can see him going quite red in the face as well. He's got blonde hair. He's quite fair, like his skin and stuff. So I could see him. Yeah, I could see him going red. Bless. There you go. So I said it was quite a short story. It was, but I think
I padded it out with a bit of laughter.
Yeah, let's rinse it.
So that's it. That's the end of the podcast. I think we've ended it quite well.
Yeah. I don't
think there's any more we could say.
No.
We've chatted enough today about match fixing.
Yep.
NFL.
Yep.
With our mate Dave.
Our mate Dave.
Go and watch a video, because there's probably more in the video than you actually heard in this podcast.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it is, isn't it?
That's just the way.
Maybe it's the way of getting people. Like, this is a podcast, but you want to hear the extras, go and watch a video.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get, you know, special things in there. Maybe
ooh.
Dave would do it with his trousers down or something.
Nah, let's not do that.
Okay, so it's been It's Not Soccer with Adam and
Billy.
You can follow me at Barker Podcast. You can follow Billy at
Bilo66.
So go to barkerpodcast.webs.com. Indulge in the other podcasts, Oddcast Podcast, MovieCom, Pod Goddammit, and the others.
Hey, there's loads.
There's about six.
There's
on
loads,
there. And there's even more on the Pod Gods Network.
Yeah,
because there's about over 20.
Over 20. Yeah, it's a lot of listening people.
There is loads. No. You know, I kind of set up the Pod Gods and Oddcast is a main feature on there. Mm. It's Not Soccer gets forgotten about, I think.
Yeah.
We need to change that bit. We need to get them to start noticing It's Not Soccer a bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're getting under the radar a bit.
I think
we
are a little bit. I think people are kind of like, I think they just fob it off as a,
Yeah, that's just a little
side. Oh, they do it every now and again. It's not really a problem.
It's like when you order a main meal, right? And then you're like, oh, but you're hungry. So you're like, well, I'll have some onion rings and chips as well. So you have a few onion rings and then you sort of forget about it. Oh, no, I'm full up with chips.
Yeah.
I've had all of this. I don't really need
chips. Possibly the worst analogy I've ever had.
Does it make sense?
No.
Fuck off. We're chips. Are we chips? Southend 1-0
up. We're more kind of like, I don't know.
Are we like mozzarella sticks then?
Because
they're better.
Why are you associating with food?
Because people forget about mozzarella sticks. I go out and eat, and I'm like, oh shit, they've got mozzarella sticks in here, man. I've already eaten. I'm on a dessert. Oh, fuck it, I'll take. Can I have some mozzarella sticks?
I think people just kind of think it's still an Oddcast podcast, but a spin-off. One we do when we want to do it.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's monthly.
Yeah.
I'd like it to be more than that.
Yeah.
If we could make it
more. What are you saying? What, you want to get married?
Yeah, let's get married. I don't know, is that equality thing, can gays get married now?
I don't know, there was a lot of...
a lot of fucking craziness about it today on Twitter, and...
Yeah.
Obviously, this is recorded, obviously, before it goes out, which... Yeah. Obviously, it can't be recorded after it goes out, that'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine that, we recorded a podcast after it went out. It blows your mind, that's fucking Back to the Future shit.
Mind blown.
Yeah. But no, obviously, so this can be like a week late. News-wise, but I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know whether gays were allowed to get married in the country.
I
think they should.
There was a lot of MPs going against it.
Yeah, why?
Mm.
Because they've got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
I saw people get into these fucking chairs. Narrow-minded fucking...
Fuck them.
Yeah.
If you want to get married, get married.
Yeah.
As long as you're not hurting anyone, are you?
No.
That's all I'm going to say.
Unless it's painful sex.
I don't know what that means. I'm not going to get into that conversation.
Yeah.
But, we're going to start pushing this on soccer more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe start getting out of there, make people take notice.
Push some of that shit.
All I hear now is like, oh, I don't like sports. So I don't fucking give a shit. Yeah.
Just fucking listen,
just fucking listen. We talk. I mean, the funniest thing in this podcast is a story about a man with his pants down.
You don't get that on any other podcasts.
Fucking right at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to sign off. So go back and listen to the other It's Not Soccer's.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's a nice little back catalogue that we've got going on at the moment.
I think we've done quite well with it. 12 episodes. Quite proud of the 12
we've done. It's changed a bit.
Yeah.
Because we started off with, we used to do it live, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we used to do it.
Sniff Wasabi.
Shit! Yeah. That was crazy. We did a fucking Google Hangout.
I had sushi today, right?
4 hours.
Yeah, I did have some sushi today at lunch and there's wasabi. I was like, I ain't taking that home. Risking that again.
I didn't make me sniff it.
Yeah, I ain't risking that again. I ain't sniffing that shit.
Alright, okay, we're going to sign off here.
Yes.
Make sure, if you're listening to us on iTunes, you can rate and review us. We haven't got no reviews on iTunes yet because I haven't really pushed it. So yeah. I think people should start doing it.
Yeah. Do we get downloads?
It gets downloaded. Yeah, people are listening. I know people are listening. I can see the download.
Okay.
But I think the people that are listening are listening via Stitcher or just through the website.
Thank you. Right, the people that are downloading it, thank you.
But what I'm thinking
even
is
if
that
we are just sort of...
I know, I've got a sneaking suspicion that the people that are listening are not avid listeners.
Oh, so it's just being picked up, put down.
It's being picked up, put down. People are listening to Oddcast and then coming back to this, thinking that it's an Oddcast spin-off.
Okay.
Well, I think we need to start making it. Barker Podcast Collection is a family, but every family is an individual, even though I'm in all of them.
You sleek.
I sounded dirty.
It did. I'm in all of them.
I'm in all of them.
In all of what?
I'm like, right, Barker Podcast is a cult. And every podcast is like his wife.
Donate all monies to us.
Yeah.
We will all die together.
We're like the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
We're going to pick at your funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the podcast. That's the worst picket ever. He died because he did listen to our podcast.
He did?
Yeah.
He fucking did. Right, you better believe that shit.
We're going to go. This is like longest sign out ever.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, anything you want to say to the people out there, Bill, before we go?
Yeah, don't get caught with your pants down.
Thank you for listening to Adam and Billy on the It's Not Soccer podcast. If you liked what you just heard, why not visit www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com for more fantastic podcasts in the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom! Trust me, Adam has created some amazing shows. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry. I can't keep that up. Go to the website. It's cute. Have a nice day.